Welcome to Season 11 of the Tips for Homeschool Science Show, where we're breaking down the lofty ideals of teaching writing and science into building blocks you can use in your homeschool. I'm Paige Hudson, and this week we're going to chat about notebooking within the different age groups. Let's dig in. In last week's episode, we talked a little bit about how notebooking changes over the years in our interview with Susan and Susanna from The Well-Trained Mind. And you guys know that I think notebooking is an amazing tool. It's very flexible, and we can use it in our homeschool as a tool to grow with our students. But what does that really look like for science? That's what I wanted to take a bit of time and chat about today. I want to give you a few ideas of what notebooking pages could look like in the different stages. So let's begin at the beginning with our preschoolers. Most preschool students are not writing complete sentences. These years are really pre-writing ones, meaning that our students are learning their numbers and their letters and the things that they need to be able to write and gaining strength in their hands, but they're not really writing themselves. So to keep our sanity, notebooking during these years will be relatively simple. Preschoolers can notebook about letters, colors, and shapes. They can notebook about books that have been read to them. They can do simple science activities that they've done and simple history topics that they've learned about. In each case, they can draw or cut out pictures. The pictures will be the main focus of their notebooking pages. And then they can talk to you and tell you a sentence which you'll write down for them under the picture. At its core, this preschool notebooking page will be highly visual. What about notebooking during the elementary years? Well, our elementary students are still learning how to read and write, but there's a lot more progress that we'll see during these years. And our notebooking pages, or their notebooking pages, will grow with them, and we'll be able to see this change in action. So an elementary notebooking page is going to contain that visual piece and the material piece. Remember, we talked about that way back in our episode about what notebooking is. So they're going to have some kind of picture, and they're also going to have some kind of writing. But during the elementary years, how much writing they do really depends upon your student's ability. So in the beginning of this stage, we're going to start out where we were at preschool, with you writing the sentences and the student dictating them to you. As their ability grows, those sentences will get longer, or you'll start to have them actually copy it rather than dictate it to you, and then they'll be writing those sentences themselves. So the first grade notebooking page may only have a sentence or two of what they learned and a picture. Most likely this will be dictated to you. The second grade notebooking page might have two or three, maybe even four sentences that they've dictated to you, and you've written down for them. The third grade notebooking page may have one or two sentences, but this time they will have written it themselves. Whether they've copied it from a different piece of paper or done the writing all on their own, it depends upon their ability, but their narrations will actually get shorter in third or fourth grade. The fourth grade notebooking page may have three to four sentences, also written in their own handwriting. So as you can see, we're going to have this progression where their narrations will get longer as they're dictating them to you. And then when they start writing themselves, we're going to cut back our demands or cut back our expectations so that the physical act of writing doesn't become too much for them. In short, there's going to be a lot of variety of your notebooking pages during these elementary years. Now, your fifth grader is probably going to straddle the line between elementary style notebooking and middle school style notebooking, so this will be a big transition year for your students. But what we're working towards in the middle school years is teaching our students to organize and process information. And so our notebooking pages should reflect this idea. They're going to be more organized, they're going to be more structured than our preschool or elementary style notebooking pages. So the way that you can begin to add more structure to their notebooking page is by adding things like labeled sketches or diagrams, by adding maps and timelines, by having them switch from writing a paragraph to an outline, and by having them write more complex narrations that are multi-paragraph about the subject that they're learning. Middle school notebooking pages are still being used to show what the student has learned, but it's also going to help them process and organize the information that they're studying. When you boil it down, a middle schooler's notebooking page is going to show a much higher level of organization than you've seen in previous years. What about during the high school years? During the high school years, like we've seen all along, we're going to see a growth in maturity and skill. Our high schoolers are going to be able to use more detailed images and share more complex information through notebooking pages. The other thing that we can add during these years is their own thoughts. So it's not just parroting back information or labeling and describing and organizing information, but also including what they think about that information. Here are a few ideas that you could add to the notebooking pages that you already have. Literary critiques of books they've read. Ideas of cause and effect of certain events in science. How a passage affected them and what they would like to do about it. And reasons why an experiment failed or why it didn't turn out the way they thought it would. Notebooking is definitely a tool you can still use with your high school students as it can reflect their growing maturity. In short, notebooking is a beneficial tool we can use to document what our students are learning from preschool all the way to high school. Preschoolers can use notebooking to visually depict the building blocks they're learning. Elementary students can use notebooking to practice their budding skills of reading and writing. Middle schoolers can use notebooking to begin to organize their thoughts. And high schoolers can use notebooking to communicate their opinions. I hope that you've gotten a few ideas of how you can use notebooking with the different age groups you have in your homeschool. Thanks for listening, and I hope you have a great week playing with science. Did you know that all the programs at Elemental Science use notebooking? And many of these have both a lap book and a notebooking page option. If you're looking for a science unit that has both a lap book and a notebook, you'll want to check out our Science Chunks series. This series puts you in charge of your science studies for the year. You can pick and choose the units you want to study and the ones that interest you and your student. Plus, with two levels of reading and writing, you can incorporate the whole family. Visit elementalscience.com to learn more.